Now, you'd be excused for thinking that the Australian music industry is a bit of a boys' club. For decades, male voices have dominated charts, media organisations, radio stations, and presenters, as well as engineers, producers. But things are changing. And this isn't to say that women haven't been making great music for a long time, but their voices sometimes struggle to be heard. A brand new documentary looks to not only give women in the music industry a voice, but to celebrate the amazing work of women in music over six decades. Michelle Grace Hunter and Claudia San Giorgia Dallamore bring the doco to Sydney for the first time tonight. It's called Her Sound, Her Story, and they're joining me on this phone before the screening. Good afternoon, Michelle and Claudia.
Hello.
Thanks so much for joining us here at 2SER.
Thank you.
Really exciting day, premiering in Sydney today, Her Sound, Her Story. And it's a project that I understand has been in the works for a number of years, and right up until the beginning of this year, you're still adding things to it. But can you pinpoint a moment where maybe from the photography exhibition it's sort of turned into a documentary?
Yes, you go, Claudia. For sure. I guess, we spent the first year and a half interviewing well over, at least 50 women. And at that point, having gone into it without an agenda and without a great storyline that we knew was going to be the overarching narrative, it was really difficult to work out how to make that a narrative and how to turn it into a film. And it was only through the process of doing the photography exhibition and doing a concept that we were able to bring for the first time, I think it was a good 15 of the artists together. And it was in that moment for me personally, it dawned on me just how powerful that experience is, just how beautiful they all felt being able to connect with one another. And I guess that was how I chose to end the documentary in that same sentiment. So it was from there on was able to work backwards and see how you tell all these stories, because they're all very similar, but of course they all have their own personal touch to them.
I'm sure there's lots of different perspectives of how they've been working through the music industry themselves in different ways. But I understand there was a big concert as well as part of the photography exhibition. Is that right? And everyone sort of came together. Is that what you were talking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah.
They're all staying at someone's house. Is that right?
They all stayed at my house.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, we're being an independent project, we've had to be very resourceful in interesting ways, and that was a great one that we just had a space that could facilitate it, and it made it more personal. It meant that we could get to know everyone better, and that they were really relaxed.
They're really open to it too, weren't they? That was really beautiful.
Yeah.
We didn't have any hotel rooms,
And I've heard as well that some collaborations have come out of that as well, where artists have met each other and gone, oh, maybe we should do something together. And how great is that? You can be a part of bringing these people together.
So rewarding.
Yeah, I think that's been one of my favourite parts, actually. I guess the most well-known one is probably Eka Vandal and Sampa the Great, and they met the first time at Claudia's house, and they just absolutely clicked. And it was really beautiful to watch that friendship blossom. And then obviously, a really beautiful collaboration came out of that. So, I mean, those little things like that, or big things actually, but I mean, that's really been the most rewarding thing for us to see, is these women really connecting and collaborating in such a beautiful way, because that's really the essence of what this documentary is about.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Now, as a huge music fan myself since a child, I look back and I sort of realise how much men have actually dominated the Australian scene over the last 30 years. Why do you think this has happened for so long?
Ooh, that's a very big question. And I guess the whole film touches on that. I mean, there are so many different levels that you can look on this. An overarching story for a lot of women is dealing with confidence and their lack of confidence and lack of role modelling. So, where we can't see something to be, we don't really know how to aspire to be in those places. I do think it's slowly shifting, but it's very slow still.
Yeah.
It's a reflection of the society at the time as well. So as things are changing in society, you're obviously seeing a change in the music industry, and it can feel slow, but if you look at it, in the grand scheme of things are actually moving. I think when you're in it, it just seems kind of like a snail's pace. We're just like, hurry up and be there already. But things have definitely changed if you look at the perspectives of Kate Sobrano and Tina Arena compared to women that are making music today. It's definitely changing, which is great. It's really positive.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of, I guess, really shocking stories of what might have happened in the industry back in the 60s, 70s and 80s in terms of women trying to get a profile and having to jump through a lot more hoops than maybe men did. So I'm sure you got a lot more enlightened by some of the stories from the older generation.
Absolutely. Yeah, they did the hard yards, you know, and their challenges were really different to what women these days sort of have to come up against.
Yeah.
I think also they, like, if you speak to them, sometimes they don't even feel like they had challenges. Like, they're such tough women. Yeah. Like, they really are tough women, and it's like, you know, we just got on with it and we just, you know, performed music because that's what we did. And it's only on reflection, either by seeing the film or, you know, years later, that they go, oh, my God, actually, it was really tricky. So yeah. That's been really great. We had Kate Sobrano really reflecting that after the Melbourne premiere, which was really beautiful.
Mm. Just talking about how isolated she felt, you know, that she was pitted up against her peers rather than encouraged to form community and bonds to sort of nourish her in her journey.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm hoping things have changed, and I do feel like they're going in a pretty positive direction over the last 5-10 years, and there's a lot more women, I feel like, making fantastic music up the front, you know, ahead of the pack right now, because there's been so much great music coming out. Now, when you approached the women in this documentary for their story, were there any that really jumped out and surprised you, or them, when they were telling the story?
Definitely. I think that was a shared experience. In for us, it was very humbling to be in such an intimate space with, well, for all of them, that were strangers when we walked in, and it definitely didn't feel like that when we walked out. Yeah. So generous in their communication and so willing to talk about things that maybe they've never really been asked about, but that actually means quite a lot to them. I think it got very emotional a lot of the time.
It's hard to pinpoint highlights because there were so many incredible moving moments. And yeah. I think for Claudia and I, at times where we felt a little bit daunted or overwhelmed or didn't know why we were doing this, and because it's such a big task, every time we did an interview with another woman, we would just look at each other and go, that's exactly why we're doing this. Like, it's really important. Let's keep going.
Yeah, yeah. And there's so many amazing artists you've talked to. We're talking about Nairi, we're talking about Moju Juju, who we're going to play very soon. There's too many names, Claire Bowditch, you know, Deborah Conway, Meg Mack, Kate Sobrano, Ketchy. It's such an all-star list of people. And I look at this list and go, I know you've done playlists and stuff I just wanted to listen to these artists over and over again because they're all amazing.
And that's an incredible reaction. I think a lot of people are having, even seeing the film, going, oh, that's great. We've heard them talk. Now we want to see them play. And I feel like that's the point of this, because they are incredible. They're there and they really need to be listened to and celebrated.
Well, hopefully this doco will definitely encourage people who may not know of all these artists to go out and search them out and listen to them and find out how great their music is.
Yeah. I hope so.
There's a fantastic cultural and gender diversity happening, I think, in Australia right now, and it's really been building for the last couple of years. How conscious of you were you of this diversity when you're looking to people to talk to?
Yeah, it was something, personally, it was really, really, really important to me to make sure we had that real big spectrum of what the Australian landscape looks like and getting that represented, because it's really important that those voices are heard. And the beautiful, like, spectrum of what the Australian music industry looks like be represented. So that was definitely very conscious on our behalf. We really wanted as many diverse voices in the film as possible.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, the doco is premiering tonight in Sydney. You've got a big screening in Melbourne tomorrow night with Q&A. What do you see as the future of this documentary? Will it be touring the country? Maybe going overseas one day?
Yeah, we've got theatrical screenings all around the country from now until the end of the year, and then next year's definitely plan is to take this conversation overseas. I think one of the most beautiful responses has been that it's quite a universal experience. It's not just applicable to women in music. It's a woman's story and narrative that you know, passes those boundaries. So we're super keen to get it out and get it into the eyes of young women who are aspiring to be creative.
I hope so. Good luck with the screening tonight. I know it is sold out tonight, but keep an eye out at the website, hersoundherstory.com. Sign up to the newsletter on there and you'll find out all about future releases as well. Yeah, congratulations on the documentary. Good luck tonight. And thank you so much for talking to us here at 2SER.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you tonight.